Hi guys, we are the PDC Los Angeles, and right now we are at the booth of Code Magazine, and let me introduce you, Marcus and Ken. Hi gents, please tell me a few sentences about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ken Levy. I've been quite a while working at Microsoft, originally with Visual Fox Pro, and then Visual Studio Extensibility, or VSX, you may be familiar with. And now I have my own company, MasterFX, and I do quite a bit of work with EPS, Code Magazine. So a lot going on here at PDC around Code Magazine, including the new CodeCast podcast show that Marcus and I host.
Hi, I'm Marcus Egger, and I'm the founder of EPS. EPS is the parent company of Code Magazine, so I'm also the founder of Code Magazine, which is a .NET publication in the English language, although what a lot of people don't know, we actually started out in Europe. I'm personally from Austria, so hello to our Hungarian neighbors. And that's about it. We do Code Magazine, we do a lot of custom software development, and love it.
Who is Code Magazine for?
Code Magazine is for .NET developers, right? So anyone who builds C#, VB, or any other .NET code, works with SQL Server, so any type of software development on the Microsoft platform. For a fairly professional audience, right, so we're not targeting scripters, we're targeting professional software developers. So if that's what you do, Code Magazine is for you.
Do we have some special mission?
Special mission?
Yes.
Well, it's to educate developers and improve the community. You know, have more people getting great information resources online and you know, learning new things. We like to keep up with new technologies. You know, at the same time, educate on how to take advantage of a lot of the existing technologies. A little balance of what you can do today and where things are going tomorrow, like a roadmap.
Really, the way I like to look at it with everything we do, be it the magazine, be it the consulting, the training, mentoring, the podcast now that we're doing, I just like to think of it as we help people write better .NET code.
How do you like the PDC?
PDC is always fun. It's an event that doesn't happen all that often, right? Last one was, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
3 years ago, so I guess they may want to do it more often now, but...
PDC tends to be presented by Microsoft, almost all the speakers are Microsoft, and most content, especially the main content, is what's new, what's coming. Unlike TechEd, which is mostly about what you can do today and how do you, you know, take advantage of all that. So it's a little bit forward-thinking, so it tends to be a lot for planners, and think, you know, what are you going to do today in order to be in the best place tomorrow? So there's a lot of discussions that happen here, a lot of new stuff. So it's been pretty good so far, and this is just the second day.
It's always a fun event to go to. I mean, it's one of those events that, you know, we go to so many conferences, speak at a lot of conferences. In general, we know everything that happens at conferences. And even at PDC, we know a lot that's going on, but it's still... one of those events where you know something new is going to be announced that you haven't heard before, right? So that, to me, makes it always a pretty fun event to be at.
One of the other aspects, regardless of any of the announcements or technology, is just meeting the people, the networking. Meeting a lot of people at Microsoft that you don't see a lot or have never met before, as well as community members. Just like, you know, hanging out with you here, it's not like you can do that every week. So it's, you know, meeting a lot of community people new and people you've known for over 10 years, type of thing. So that's a big aspect of it, is the social networking.
Yeah, and we try to actively promote that, right?
Right.
You know, with the magazine, they're a gold sponsor here. We have a fairly big booth, as you can, I don't know if it's going to come out on the video or not, but we have a fairly big booth. We have bean bags in a lounge area where people hang out, and it was pretty busy last night, so it's always a fun thing to be at for,
right.
You know, people like us who are really from the community, right? The magazine that we do, we're not a publisher that figured out .NET, but we were always in the community and started to do a magazine.
Yeah, Code Magazine is very technical, but it's also very community-oriented. So there's a community aspect, and just our booth, like last night, it was packed with people. People meet each other. You know, people know each other, meet new people. So
are you inspired for some special topics for the next issue by the PDC or by the news you have heard here in the PDC?
Well, I would actually say a couple things. There's new topics that will make good articles in an upcoming issue, maybe not the next issue, but within the next 6 months to a year, there's quite a bit of topics that will definitely be in. The other thing is we do these code-focused issues, so we're always working on new new issues of different technology. Those are one issue of the magazine dedicated to a product or a technology, you know, the whole magazine. It doesn't really have a date on it. You know, it may last well over a year and be a great magazine resource, and those are online and free. And so, I mean, there's a lot of things around there's i8, there's Surface, which is a big
Surface
tech,
is a very important,
you know,
thing for us,
and
yeah.
So there'll be a lot on Surface, I think, ongoing. There's actually an SDK for the Surface here for developers, and so they're opening up where you can actually do simulation on a computer without having one of those Surface.
So Surface, by the way, for people that don't know Surface, you probably mentioned that's basically a table computer,
yeah,
right? That's a touch, multi-touch device, and you can put stuff on it, and it recognizes
it. It has a lens on it. You could actually put like a barcode or a device, and it knows what it is. You can do things with a database. You have like a card, you know, a little card, you set it on there, and it knows the last time you were there or you were at a different place. It brings up all this information that you need. You can sit there, move it around, and then pick it up and go to another Surface. And there's a lot of interactive.
And that's something that we'll talk about in one of the upcoming CodeCast episodes.
Yes. Yes.
But there's also the more general stuff, right? Like, you know, obviously you can come here and help notice the new Windows,
yeah, Windows 7
operating system, yeah, 7, and then there's, of course, Windows, what used to be known as Windows Cloud,
yeah,
now known as Windows Azure.
Right, which is an operating system as a web service,
so
a platform.
You can deploy your, say, website into the cloud, run it on this infrastructure that Microsoft will provide for you for
right.
a fee.
Right.
So that's a hugely important thing. So there's tons of stuff, I think, that we'll
there's
take out.
There's
step.
Stuff on Visual Studio 10.
Yeah,
not everything
we'll
was
about.
Not everything was announced here, but they did announce that the new editor will be WPF-based. There's
yeah.
a brand new code editor. That'll impact all developers that use Visual Studio because...
Well, it's nice to see Microsoft really believe in WPF and building their own tools on WPF, right? So that's pretty nice. So I think, in short, you can't help but be motivated and inspired after you come to the PC.
Well, and then
we'll certainly have a lot of that in our upcoming issues of all the content we produce, for instance, online reading, podcasts, all that sort of stuff.
Another thing with both partners as well as companies and developers in general, getting an idea of what people are doing today. What are they doing with Silverlight? What are they doing with WPF? What are they doing with Windows Live? And, you know, and you get a sense of where things are going sometimes just by looking at the different products here. You know,
Silverlight's another big topic, right? There was actually an announcement at the keynote today that I think went largely unnoticed by a lot of people because Scott Guthrie kind of just mentioned it on the site, but that was standalone Silverlight apps that run outside the browser, which basically means you can now build standalone apps in .NET on any platform that supports Silverlight.
It would almost
Silverlight,
be a lightweight client, WPF.
Yeah, so it would be a .NET application that's not in the browser that runs on the Mac.
Or, another thing that I think has an underlying buzz is dynamic programming.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or with .NET
we come from the Bosch background, and there's a lot of things you can do where you can just compile code on the fly and execute it. I did a lot of JavaScript programming. Anybody that used JavaScript loves the fact you can evaluate code and do things and hook up wire-up events at runtime. And so there's a lot of buzz going on around.
Yeah, so there's the new like C# 4.0 that Anders Heilsberg announced, and jQuery.
Right.
But even Ruby and Python, right?
Yeah,
F#
Python.
Yeah, the Iron Ruby
show over here, this one over here, and that's all about the different languages. I mean, it's really picking up this dynamic programming. It doesn't necessarily mean everybody's going to go to that exclusively. It means it's another toolkit in your toolkit that you can use. You can be a C# developer, Ruby developer, and then suddenly you jump in and do some dynamic programming, and it's a part of what you do, whether it's web or some like Silverlight client.
Yeah. So no shortage. Okay.
Yeah,
exciting topics.
Yeah,
we're
not even halfway through of PDC.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for this great talk, and I hope you will enjoy the remaining part of the PDC.
Yeah.
You
will. And
thanks.
People will enjoy this recording and feel a little bit like they were here at least.
Yeah.